BBC News with David Austin. President Obama says Russia has put itself on the wrong side of history by violating Ukraine's sovereignty. He told reporters at the White House that the US was looking at diplomatic and economic measures intended to isolate Russia.
What cannot be done is for Russia, with impunity, to put its soldiers on the ground and to violate basic principles that are recognized around the world. And I think the strong condemnation that it's received from countries around the world indicates the degree to which Russia's on the wrong side of history on this.
The U.S. State Department said reports that Russia had given Ukrainian forces in Crimea an ultimatum to surrender or face an assault, if true, would signal a dangerous escalation. The Russians said no such demand had been made. Christian Fraser reports from the Crimean port of Sevastopol.
Ultimatums have come and gone here without incident. This time, according to the Ukrainian side, a deadline has been set for Tuesday morning. The Russians said there'd be no such threat. Utter nonsense was the phrase Moscow used. But no doubt the pressure is building on those who resist in these Ukrainian bases. In Sevastopol, a cargo ship has now been manoeuvred into the mouth of the harbour. Beyond it, we can see minesweepers patrolling the bay. It underlines the relentless build-up of Russian forces.
Pro-Russian demonstrators have occupied the regional government building in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk. About 300 protesters forced their way in, while a crowd waving Russian flags and, according to one report, chanting "Putin, come," gathered outside. At the opening of his trial in Pretoria, the South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has pleaded not guilty to murdering his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. Mr. Pistorius says he mistook her for an intruder. A witness told the court that she heard screams and gunshots from the couple's apartment. The United Nations has proposed a peacekeeping force for the Central African Republic of nearly 12,000 troops and police with a robust mandate to protect civilians. At least 2,000 people have died and more than 700,000 have been displaced since December in communal violence that followed a coup. Here's our UN correspondent, Nick Bryant.
Concerned by how the cycle of violence in the Central African Republic could spiral into genocide, the UN has proposed a peacekeeping force for this war-torn country. Right now, thousands of African Union and French troops are in the country, which will soon be bolstered by soldiers from the European Union. But the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon would like to see a blue-helmeted peacekeeping force of up to 10,000 soldiers and 1,800 police. It would include troops from the African Union already on the ground. He'd like the force to be given a robust mandate and also adequate resources.
Nick Bryant reporting. This is the World News from the BBC. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged the Venezuelan authorities to listen carefully to the aspirations of protesters and engage in dialogue with the opposition. He was speaking ahead of a scheduled meeting in Geneva with the Venezuelan Foreign Minister Elias Waha. 18 people have died in nearly a month of anti-government protests in Caracas and other cities. An Egyptian government minister has told the BBC that it was a mistake for the authorities to put a group of journalists from the broadcaster Al Jazeera on trial, charged with aiding the Muslim Brotherhood. The Minister for Investment and Foreign Trade, Munir Fakhri Abdel Nour, alleged that the journalists, including a former BBC correspondent, Peter Grester, had been working for a television channel that served the purposes of a terrorist organization. But he said he would have reacted differently to the situation. The journalists deny all the charges against them. An attack by suspected Islamist militants in northeastern Nigeria has left more than 30 people dead. A senator from Borno State told the BBC that the militant group Boko Haram sent a warning before the raid on the town of Mafa on Sunday night, and many people fled to the nearby city of Maiduguri. He said soldiers also fled. Nigeria's Interior Minister Abba Moro says they're doing everything they can to try and stop the violence, but it'll take time.
This is a well-planned series of attacks and activities by the Boko Haram. It's an alien activity in Nigeria for which this government was not completely prepared to tackle, but a challenge that this government has accepted by deploying every resource that is available to combat and nip in the bud.
Nigeria's Interior Minister Abba Moro. Hundreds of Muslims have been protesting in Mauritania's capital, Nouakchott, following reports that copies of the Quran had been desecrated at a mosque. An imam said four men entered the mosque, tore apart the books and threw them into a toilet. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters. BBC News.